Chapter 4. Dr. Livesey tells his story. Hunter and I went ashore. We found a stockade. It was a log house. It had a fence around the outside. We knew we couldn't hold the ship. The captain made a distraction on the ship. The squire, Joyce, and Red Ruth gathered food, weapons, powder, and bullets. We made 4 trips to the island with the supplies. I left Hunter and Joyce on the island. They moved the supplies to the stockade. Captain Smollett found a good man in the crew. His name was Abraham Gray. The pirates found out we were leaving the ship. They tried to break into the cabin. We loaded the boat for a final trip. Captain Smollett called out to Gray, "I'm leaving the ship, and I order you to follow your captain." There was a fight. Gray came out to the boat. He had a knife cut on the side of the cheek. "I'm with you, sir," said Gray. The boat was low in the water. We rowed towards the shore. The pirates fired a cannon at us. We were close to shore. The boat sank. We lost the supplies in the boat. No one died. We ran for the stockade. The pirates were coming. We fought and poor Tom Redruth died. The pirates on the ship kept firing. The squire said, "Captain, normally they cannot see the house from the ship, but they can see the flag. Shall we take it in?" "No," said Captain Smollett. We all agreed with him. We were sitting outside when we heard a voice. "Doctor, Squire, Captain, hello, Hunter, is that you?" Jim Hawkins was still alive. Jim Hawkins tells his story. "That man, Smollett, is a better man than I am," the doctor said. "We were still alive because of the captain." I told them about Ben Gunn and the pirates. "Is this Ben Gunn a man?" the doctor asked. "Yes, sir. But he's a bit strange," said I. We talked about what we should do. Our best hope was to kill the pirates until they gave up or ran away with the Española. "I never lost a ship before," said Captain Smollett. "Flag of truce! Silver himself!" someone said. There were a few pirates outside the stockade. Long John Silver was there. Long John Silver came to the stockade. He spoke to the captain outside. "Give us the map. It's our treasure. You can't beat us," he said to the captain. "If you surrender, I'll take you home to a fair trial in England. If you don't, I'll see you all to the bottom of the sea, and if you can't find the treasure, you can't sail the ship," the captain said to Long John Silver. Long John Silver didn't know what to say and left the stockade. "They're going to attack. We're outnumbered," said the captain. We all got ready to fight. Our guns were loaded. "Sir, if I see anyone, should I fire?" asked Joyce. "Yes," said the captain. "Thank you, sir," replied Joyce. The pirates attacked. We killed two of them, but they were soon in the stockade. There was a lot of smoke. Anderson hit Hunter in the head. The doctor and Abraham Gray were close to me. "Round the house, lads! Round the house!" cried the captain. I picked up a cutlass. I went outside and round the house. I came round the corner and met Anderson. He roared. He went to strike me, but I jumped out of the way. I slipped on the sand and rolled down a small hill. When I got back on my feet, the fight was over and the victory was ours. The doctor and Gray followed me outside. Gray killed Anderson. Hunter was badly wounded. Joyce lay on the floor. He was dead. In the centre of the house, the squire was supporting the captain. Both men were pale. "The captain's wounded," said Mr. Trelawney. "Have they run off?" asked Captain Smollett. "Yes, there are five of them that will never run again." Captain Smollett was wounded, but he would live. Red Ruth and Joyce both died. The squire was upset because his servants were dead. The doctor looked at Hunter. He was still alive, but the doctor said, "He is going to die." Gray, the squire, the doctor and I could all still fight. "Five, come now, that is better. Five of them dead leaves only nine of them," said Captain Smollett.